took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
Jesus broke the bread, Jesus shared the cup. The apostles did not realize it, but Jesus transformed the traditional Jewish Passover to reflect his own passion and death. He shifted the focus from the body of the Passover lamb, which was offered in the temple, and the blood of the lamb, which was poured out by the priests on the temple altar, to this third cup of salvation, which he gives his disciples to drink. Jesus tells his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me." The Gospel of Matthew notes that when they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. These were the Hallel Psalms, Psalms of praise. "The snares of death encompass me. I call on the Lord's name. O Lord, I beg you, save my life." Jesus was on a mission. But did you notice he did not drink the fourth cup? He did not drink the fourth cup of wine.
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want."
We are now in the Garden of Gethsemane. The three apostles, Peter, James, and John, are with Jesus. They are asleep. Jesus looks at them. James and John want to sit at his right and left in the kingdom. They said they would drink the cup that Jesus would drink, but how little they know, and now they are asleep. Jesus prays, "Father, let this cup pass me by, but not as I will." It is the fourth cup, the one that has not yet been drunk. The fourth cup is the cup of consummation. Today, when we finish a meal, many of us will ask for a cup of coffee. It is a sign that the meal is finished. The fourth cup would bring the Passover meal to an end. It is a remembrance of the fourth promise, "I will take you as my people and I will be your God." It is accomplished. But for Jesus, the Passover was not yet completed. The lamb had to be slain. The blood had to be shed. It was the source of salvation for us.
Jesus knew that all was now finished. He said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
From Thursday night, we move to Friday noon. From Gethsemane, we move to Calvary. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Blood and water flowed from his side. The lamb was slain. The blood of the lamb was shed. It is the source of our salvation. Jesus said, "I thirst." A rod with some hyssop was dipped in sour wine. Jesus tasted it, his fourth Passover cup. It is the cup of consummation. Jesus finally drank it. Jesus said, "It is consummated," and he died. This is the core of our Eucharist. Pope Francis's words are worth repeating. The Eucharistic celebration is much more than a simple banquet. It is exactly the memorial of Jesus' Paschal sacrifice, the mystery at the center of our salvation. Every time we celebrate this sacrament, we participate in the mystery of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through the ages, the faithful, under the guidance of their leaders, inspired by the Holy Spirit, have put more flesh on this core. Besides the liturgy of the Eucharist, we have now the liturgy of the Word. Please take a moment now to reflect on how the Mass is truly the mystery at the center of our salvation.